Deuteronomy chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to Yahweh your Elohim any bullock or sheep in which is a blemish, or any evil favoredness, for that is an abomination to Yahweh your Elohim. If there be found among you, within any of your gates which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, man or woman that has wrought wickedness in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other Elohim and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven which I have not commanded, and it is told to you, and you have heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought on Israel, then shall you bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing to your gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So shall you put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and get you up into the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, and you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment. And you shall do according to the sentence, which they of that place which Yahweh shall choose shall show you, and you shall observe to do according to all that they inform you, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not decline from the sentence which they shall show you, to the right hand nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not listen to the priest that stands to minister there before Yahweh your Elohim, or to the judge, even that man shall die, and you shall put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. When you are come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell in it, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me, you shall in any wise set him king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. One from among your brethren shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you which is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as Yahweh has said to you, you shall from this time forth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart does not turn away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests of the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his Elohim, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he does not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. End of chapter.